Well, hey friends, welcome to my teaching videos. I am coming to you live today from Lyon, France, one of my favorite cities in the world, Place des Terreaux. I'm here having a really good, strong French espresso. So, hey, in a moment, I want to jump into a new series. I'm going to do a little mini series this week because I've been thinking a lot about this and trying to help other people think through this as well. I'm really talking this week about how to build a relationship with God. I mean, how to really practically, how to entretien, how to upkeep, the mechanics of actually having an ongoing relationship with God. And I'll jump into that in a moment, but it's a really important subject. And as a pastor, I have to say 99% of the people I know sort of struggle with this and don't have a relationship with God in a born again, I'm going to heaven sense, but quite literally have a dysfunctional relationship with God in terms of how it actually flows and functions in their life. So I'm going to talk you through my relationship with God, like how I actually practice that, some of the, let's call it the upkeep of that relationship, and some of the things you might be able to learn from that. Good. Quick housekeeping things, as always. I'm going to be better at doing these shorter and shorter. So if you are new to my YouTube channel, my name's Graham. I'm a Brit. I actually lived here in this city, Lyon, France, for many years. Lived in France for 20 years. I have a home in France where I'm staying this week. I live in the U.S., love Jesus. You can find out more about me on my YouTube channel. We have over 1 million subscribers to that channel right now. Encourage you to become one. Hit the subscribe button down there. Check out all the links below, including my website. And the second thing I always want to say now every day, because it's actually really important, is thank you to all of the partners of my ministry. We're able to do this and send these videos out and literally pay to have these videos put on social media or YouTube in parts of the world where people don't normally hear the gospel. And this year I have a real vision to touch the Middle East with young Muslim men with the message of Jesus. So please pray and consider becoming a partner, a supporter of this ministry. Help take these things you're watching, reading, listening to, and sending them out to others. You don't have to do that, but it would be a real blessing for me and for others, and I believe for you, if you would do so. Boom. Good. So let's talk about our relationship with God. I think so much of the focus of evangelical Christianity is on how to begin a relationship with God, how to have a relationship with God, how to get a relationship with God. And again, my goal is not to be critical. My intrinsic reaction to that is rightly so. If I'm talking to a person here in the city, most people in France would be like crazy rabid atheists or Muslim. And that would be the vast majority of people here. And rightly so, if I'm interacting with somebody here, I want to talk to them about God loves them. Jesus stands at the door and knocks, how to begin a relationship with God. And yet, you see, I have two calls in my life. I'm called to preach the gospel to the lost. But I also learned years ago, I'm called to preach the gospel to the found. And what I find a lot of the found discover as a pastor, what I find is an awful lot of people, and as I said, I really mean that, the vast majority, I would say, of people who, yeah, love God, who are born again, who know their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, whose sins are forgiven, who speak in tongues, who come to church, who are good people, who worship God, and yet, so often, it's like when you lift the hood, when you're really honest, they are frustrated, and more than frustrated, they're often usually feeling guilt and shame that they don't really have a working, experiential, ongoing relationship. They have a relationship with God, but they don't often have much fellowship with God, much of the ongoing warmth and experience of the relationship with God. I see this every week. I've just learned to see it, and I can see it in the spirit. It's not like I'm judging everybody, but you know, every week in church, I will ask people to open the Bibles, and I'm painfully aware that there's a whole bunch of people who haven't opened the Bibles till they were in church a week ago when I said, "Open your Bibles." I'm not judging them, and God loves them as much as He loves me. The real danger, actually, is not that God loves them less, is that they will know less about God's love for them. And I don't think God is mad at people. You know, Jesus accepts us. We are accepted by the blood of Jesus, let me put it that way. The Father accepts us because of the sacrifice and the finished works of Jesus. Sula, amen. It is finished. It is done. Let me put my sunglasses on here. It's kind of bright here. You don't earn anything in your relationship with God. And any time you think you do, like you've been accepted by the blood of Jesus, but you've got to do this, but you've got to do that, but you've got to do the other, you will intrinsically begin to fail. So my challenge is, and I want to take you through step by step this week, how to practically, here are the things I would do to build a relationship with God. So if you're watching this and you're one of the, frankly, the vast majority of people who I would say is frustrated, feels like, I don't do this very well. I find a lot of people deal with that frustration. Like, again, if you were to literally follow and film them for 24 hours, you'd actually see them spending experientially very little time with God. And I think everybody who's truly born again wants an ongoing, flourishing relationship with the Father. I think we are born for that. We are born to desire that. I don't think they don't want to do that because I don't think they're failing because they're bad people. I think we're failing because we get distracted. I think we're failing at times because we don't know the mechanics, the practicalities of how to do that. I think at times we're failing because we haven't been well discipled. I think on the whole, we lead people to Jesus really well and really effectively. It's sort of as if we throw them in the pool of the church, so to speak. You know, it's great. And we try to teach them how to figure this out on their own. And I think what most people end up doing is try to figure it out on them. They don't. They fail. They're struggling at it. And they learn to pretend. And that's, I think people deal with the frustration of a relationship that's not working and not going as it should by pretending, by being religious. And we just invent another realm of 21st century cool evangelical Pharisees. We invent a whole bunch of other people who are like, we say the right things and we know the right phrases, and yet there's very little going on under the hood. So today, I'm going to be in that series to take you step by step through some practical things that will help you with that. I really just want to begin today with that thought. Like, here's the point. If we're going to change something, we need to be honest about it. Now, I would love it if you're in that place today where you said, I know I'm born again, I know I have a relationship with God, but I'm struggling in walking out that relationship with God, is to take a moment and tell the Lord that, be honest. I mean, like, let me cue you in here. He already knows anyway. So it's no big shock and surprise. Heaven is not gonna stop. Oh no, Graham isn't doing something you should. You know, the Lord sees everything, knows everything. I mean, the bottom line is He sees it, perceives it, and knows it much better and much more than you do, and I do anyway. So I think when we are honest, when we repent in a certain way, when we call things out as they are, not as we're pretending them to be, we're humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we're then posturing ourselves to access the grace of God that will help us move forward. So if you're struggling in any way, why not watch these videos? I'll put them out day by day, and I'll also put them out as one complete video at the end of the week. Why not get a notepad pen, go through this, but begin that journey by saying, Lord, my bad. Lord, it's not going as it should be. I acknowledge that. I don't want it to change. I acknowledge that, but I don't acknowledge its permanence. I acknowledge that, but I don't acknowledge it always has to be this way. And I truly desire and wish to change that in my life, Lord Jesus. Boom. Just one last step, and we will carry on with this plan day by day. I would love you to have a vision. I'd love you to have a dream. I think intrinsically you probably caught this dream the day you were born again, the first few days or weeks of your Christian life. And over time, you see, when we begin a journey, when we begin a relationship, we have no history whatsoever. So all of our emotions are anchored in future hopes. Okay. What happens for a lot of us with human and even divine relationships, and after a while we have built a history, and our history, or lack thereof, our poor history, our failed history, our struggling history becomes more determinant in how we see the future than our past. So if you're a brand new Christian, you're like, wow, it's going to be great. I'm going to walk and talk with the Lord every day. So often, years later, we're like, oh, I know how this goes, and we have no more hope. So I want to encourage you to take a moment and dream, go for a walk, maybe get a notepad and a pen and dream, what could your Christian life look like? Imagine the Lord would come down, forgive me being silly here, and say, I'm going to sprinkle fairy dust on you. It's like, I'm going to give you grace. Imagine if the Lord came down today and said, however you describe and set down in writing your relationship, write down your dream relationship with me, and you will have it for the rest of your life. I will enable it. I will move heaven and earth. I will give you the grace, the desire, all of those things. But you need to define it. You need to dream the dream, and then I will cause the dream to come true. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? It's cheesy, but it's actually biblical, and it's actually true. So I want you to think about how your relationship with the Lord could, would, should be. And then tomorrow I'm going to begin. I think I'll do 3 or 4 other videos in this series and teach you practically how to build the relationship you've just dreamt about. Guys, thanks for watching this far. Again, I encourage you to watch the whole series, and do hit the subscribe button there. Drop me a comment, say hi wherever you're watching this at in the world. I'd love to hear from you. And please do pray or consider becoming a partner with this ministry. Link below if you'd like to do that. Thanks for watching.